Blog Talk Radio.
Try that when nobody's watching.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got his eggs to keep, he can't hang around.
Somewhere on the web, And tonight is public poetry. News headlines up to now, right away, Spain election failed. Black Sea grain is on hold for, meaning actual economical worth. Biden and the sugar daddy are clandestine, deleted, sharing a good bong. I do mean Hunter. Insufferable heat records breaking the 120 and 130 degrees. And tonight we're going to have a poetry recital. So why don't you just sit back, let it all vibe. And on the studio callway, we have my host, lovely and beautiful Miss Little Boo.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the button for the phone. Oh, shit.
Everything's gone all heck.
Yeah, I just got in my... No, my button's tripping. I can't find... Okay, I'm coming. Don't worry.
Turn around with your buttons?
Shoot,
what's that like? Do you mean masculine or the phone? Okay. I think she dropped there for a second. So, I guess we could go on with the show. So Miss Little Boo gets back. And what do we have here on the list of tonight's programming is EMAD. And this was a piece that was missed from a previous night's show. So I'm going to try and get that read. Wait, Miss Little Boo. Line open. Airtime.
Sorry, I was on the wrong phone. Apologize.
Doug, we can get some phones now. Count buildings.
Oh, I have too many phones and hardly any of them work. But I'm here.
I try the same thing on Instagram. You can know me as Grant Reliever, but Dirk Benny, that's automatically canceled off from having any access to that program. I tried that name. It was like, no, we don't believe this person is real. You get no free pass go on the Monopoly Game Boy.
There you go. I don't do shit on Instagram. I don't know. I find it too hard, difficult. I don't know. Not like it's hard, but it just seems like there's too much shit to go through. I don't know. This isn't that easy either, though. It could make it easier, probably. But, anywho, I guess
you're studying behavioral psychology while being on the phone?
That, too. Yep.
You must be in the Clubhouse media program, right?
Yeah, exactly. I got a PhD over there.
All kind of different lessons can be learned on Clubhouse. They have every single possible degree discussed.
No joke. And all you guys out there should join us over on Clubhouse. We've got a house over there. It's an app that's available for Android and also iPhone. So just another platform you guys can share your poetry, meet new people, and have a good time. Right, Raz?
Yeah, there's also publishing your poems in a poetry magazine, and that'll definitely get attention from the Nationals. You want to know what to do in order to have your name known, recognized.
Yeah, you can actually
poetry.
Get in one.
Yeah. Submit to any of the popular poetry mags.
You can look them up, actually, online. They really have a list of all the poetry, you know, contests. There's a whole bunch of them, actually, and grants and all that other stuff. But you need me to go in the studio, right, because you can't get in? I mean, you're not over there?
I'm in the studio now. Why,
okay.
You want me to look for something for you?
No. I was just wondering, so that way, I was just wondering if you could see it or not. I'm still doing the SoundCloud, so.
Commitments, obligations, and all that other jazz with regard.
Exactly.
But, I saw your message from WhatsApp. We haven't heard from Adam. How long? Last I remember, I was on the air. He's like, are you high? And then we deleted that show. No, I was not, Adam. When are you going to get back? When you hit on replay?
I need Adam. We need Adam to come back. He'll be back soon, I guess. I don't know how long where he's going to be is the program, but yeah, he'll be back when he can. So who do you want to start with?
Yeah, he's going through different life changes, like the Black Sabbath song.
We all got him.
Going through changes.
Don't we all? Right?
I guess we do, because definitely America. I was looking at Carrie on Friday, you know, by Stephen King, and the 70s there. It does not look like the public of what you show back in 1980s and the 90s.
No, that is some cruel shit with the pig's blood. Every time I think about that, that is so cruel. That just goes to show how mean kids are, how mean teenagers are. Today, I think it'd be a lot worse. That was probably docile for that back. For nowadays, that'd be like... Nothing.
Yeah, you know what, Terry, did you notice that the crucifix in Carrie's closet, which she's forced to pray to by her mother, the image of Jesus is like Tommy, who she dates to go over the prom?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that like a strange detail that's thrown in there in the film?
Yeah, that is one of the many, actually, in there. But and she's just so trippy, you know. I feel so bad for her. She's so naive. Just, yeah. Mean. But those are the motherfuckers you see at your high school reunion, and they're pieces of shit. They don't, you know, they're nothing. All the time they made fun of you, all the time they thought they were better than you and better than everyone else. And that's how it was at my high school reunion. Me and my brother had a blast. All the people who were so popular were like losers, and they looked like shit. They had nothing going on, and we were just like, oh, this is too great, you know? So just be you, you know? No need to be
right.
Mad.
I didn't go to one of those schools. I went to a special seminary one late in high school, so like everyone had a criminal record or could have been a minor offenders, but yeah, they just let us pass 11th grade anyways.
Just to get you the hell out. Do you know this? When I was growing up, you could get held back, left back, whatever you want to call it. Now they're not allowed to do that. Did you know this?
No, it was one of those program.
Why are they not allowed, though? That makes no sense.
In the 1990s, yeah, a special program for kids that
fit
in a blog.
They just want to just get through. I don't get it. I mean, that's not doing the world any favors. But that's a whole other topic. Anyway, I guess we should get started.
I doubt anyone there really thought they were better than other people when, you know, by 16 they were considered scam artists, so... It wasn't like a year environment, which was more like Gary and prom night. I remember going to my own grad night at 11th grade, and that was just, you know, a trip to Disney World.
Yeah. Well, I went 12 years Catholic school. I didn't see shit, do shit. I was sheltered extremely. That's why I'm so crazy now. That's my excuse anyway.
Catholic upbringing, type of school. Yeah, and what was that like? Were there actual prayers in between classes and the lunch hall room?
Went to church three times a week, pray, you know, learn the Bible inside and out, all that good stuff. Oh, we got a caller. Hey, let's see who it is.
We have a caller. Let's see if we can bring him in. Oh, no, he dropped. That looked like Corey.
Oh, he dropped.
Yeah, it was Corey for a second, and then he dropped. Oh, damn.
He'll be back. Don't worry. It was only there for a second. I think it's probably the phone line. It's okay. I think it was Zappa. What up? I'm really tired. Anyway, let's get to the poetry, kid.
All right, when we get around to the hard stuff. Yeah. And I'm going to put E-Mad here on the board.
Oh, anonymous?
Please let Naked Angel in the group by Zappa. Yeah, all that good time. And let me see. I don't have a Knocking on the Door Zappa if you're listening to this live. All right. So
Don't read Zappa because he's going to come.
No. E-Mad is here is the poem. E-Mad is the poet.
Oh, okay.
And it's by Rimbaud, the Macedon, the name for E-Mad is here. Rise, time will heal me. If you dream, at least dream productively. You pace naive stripling. Comics and pictures off receive your starry-eyed attention.
unwavering, fulfilled, resistant to mother's calls. You write, too, poems and stories, like carnations that flock in the wild. Your words, they are tame, flowery, yet admirable, and stir the mimetic senses of a reader who stumbles across these myriad constellated lines. And when you can't write, we hear you say, oh, this is subtle hell. I want to write and kick doldrums of little inactivities, but I can't. And then you scribble and you struggle like a kid crying in the sun. When failure subsumes your powerful specs of victory, you write of your conflict, dysphoria of the collectiveness of the words that I indict. I emit the words, and henceforth I bring myself discontentment and dissatisfaction when this sinks to settle depression. What a drag. Oh, can't claim a masterpiece to me. Not at this moment, at least. And not a masterpiece still, but just a normal written piece. It's subtle hell. I want to write and kick doldrums a little inactivities. I can't. One day you say, we will rise, my muse and I. Time will heal me. 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 And peace. Jovanami's June of 2022. Yeah, and that's another one we missed reciting on air. Sorry about that, Ramad the Macabon, and also email was here, alias names. And here, this is a manifold of what can go awry with a writer's life. They feel dissatisfied with their work, whether it's on a professional journalist level or even what you have of poets and other types of scribes, and yes, it tends to be from personal matter, like this is suggesting, without all that hip-hop and horror galore that you have in Bag of Bones by Stephen King, what there is of being haunted by the dead and unable to fulfill the creative process, but definitely when those wounds eventually carry over or divorce, the writer feels more satisfied with their work. What do you think of this, Riff?
You know what? I can't see it. So can you send it to me? Because I was trying to tell you that, but I can't see it because I can't get in.
But did you hear the piece?
Yeah, but I'm not really good by just like listening. So if you could send me the word, or you could just comment, and then the next from here on out, if you could send me the text to WhatsApp or whatever, that'd be great till I figure out what to do. If he would just stop banning me already, goddamn, I didn't even do anything. I didn't even write a poem. So I don't know what's the deal, but he just likes being a dick to me. So, yeah, I can't see the words.
Yeah, I can send you the link. Is that fine? I'm finding the text.
Link that doesn't work. Because it doesn't work. I have to see you could just send me the text. Like, from here on out, just you don't have to do it right now, but just from here going forward, just if you could send me the text and WhatsApp, that'd be great.
It's not a simple task. My phone doesn't work that way.
It doesn't?
No.
Oh, well, then. In that case, we'll have to figure that one out. Then. About in the group, are you an admin?
Who else do I have on deck? I don't know. I have like maybe 8 or 9 writers. If you were going to kill the time talking, I needed more responses. Yeah.
Listen, Raz, are you an admin in the group or not?
I am the group. I'm the coordinator of the group.
Okay, just making sure. Okay. So from here on out, yeah, I'll figure it out. Don't worry. I'll listen in more intently. But I don't know if you want to read it again or can, I didn't hear it that good. And I don't want to just say whatever, you know? So.
Yeah, all right. We can try this a second time. Here's the encore performance of Ramad of Macedon. Rise, time will heal me. If you dream, at least dream productively. You pace in circles, naive stripling. Comics and pictures off receive your starry-eyed attention, unwavering, fulfilled, resistant to mother's calls. You write, too, poems and stories, like carnations that flock in the wild your words. They are tame, flowery, yet admirable, and serve the mimetic senses of a reader who stumbles across these myriad constellated lines. And when you can't write, we hear you say, ah, this is subtle hell. I want to write and kick doldrums a little in activities, but I can't. And then you scribble and you struggle like a kid crying in the sun. And when failure subsumes your hopeful specs of victory, you write every conflict. Dysphoria of the collectiveness of the words that I indict. I am it, the words. Henceforth, I bring myself to discontentment and dissatisfaction, which then sinks to subtle depression. What a drag. Can't claim a masterpiece to me. Not at this moment, at least. Not a masterpiece still, but just a normal written piece. It's subtle hell. I want to write and kick doldrums a little in activities. I can't. One day you say, we will rise, my muse and I. Time will heal me. 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 And peace. Writer, dreams, aspirations, genre. Did you get it better this time, boo?
Yeah, I could see it now. Don't know what happened, but this to me seems like writer's block in the worst possible way. Can't calm a masterpiece, not at this moment at least. I love the rhyme in there. You write two poems and stories like carnations that flock in the wild. Your words are tame. And you can't write when you hear you say, oh, subtle hell, I can't write and kick doldrums of little inactive, but I can't. This seems like it's somebody who has writer's block, but they're trying so hard to come up with something, but they just can't. So you scribble and you struggle like a crying kid in the sun. And when failure consumes, I don't look at it as a failure when I can't write something. You know, I don't know why people are so hard on themselves about that. But, yeah, I mean, it's very descriptive. It's very poetic. The words are great, I think. And it's a whole new way to look at it. And then you see dysphoria, the collectiveness of the words. It seems to me if he just, like, walks away from it, maybe gives a break or something, maybe then he'll be cool, you know? So I like it. It's unique.
Yes, we all have our different sets of responsibility, and writer block can be like heck. But there's a caller in the studio. Hello? Caller?
What we have here is a failure to communicate. I love this poem. I really do. This is really, really fucking cool. Oh my God, Cass. It's really darn good. Tell it again.
Thank you, Zappa, for coming.
Yeah, I remember that line from the Guns N' Roses song, what we have here is a failure to communicate, son.
Yeah, I mean, have you had writer's block before, Zappa, so bad, or what?
I have never had writer's block, ever, but I get it, I do get it. I do have times when it's just like just clogged stopper, you know, almost like the opposite of Willy Wonka's everlasting gobstopper, you know. I've never had writer's block, so guys, I'm not perfect. I'm just not, you know. It's like when I write, right?
Nothing
I guess so.
Die.
Yeah, boo boo, yeah. Exactly, exactly.
You know, there's always something. I mean, so that's kind of weird. I mean, some people are trying, you know.
No writer's block. Just that time when it's just time to stop writing, I guess. I really don't know. I've just never had writer's block. I totally get it on certain things. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I would liken it to an ice cream headache, I guess. I don't know. It's such a difficult subject.
Yeah. It's something
no,
so
no, it's
serious.
Like a made-up disorder.
My muse won't work.
Anxiety,
isn't working with
stress.
Me.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it has to
okay, there's some people say, my muse isn't working with me, my muse isn't getting, I'm like, okay, you know. All right, anyway, what's next, my friend?
All right, well, we have Zappa here, you know, whoever calls on
Zappa?
The phone, they have the next right to the podium.
We're
Zappa, are you ready to perform?
Good God, man. What have you done to me?
What
do I do? What do I do? What do you want me to do? What's
doing?
The reason? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're so funny.
Come on now.
I'm just going to say
what
that. I was going to say, what's this phrase I lost track of it with?
I love you guys. I really do. Oh, and by the way, it is Sunday, and I've been drinking a little bit, so please forgive me. Patron, we see you. Patron.
Oh, no, it's okay. You explained that last week. I didn't even notice you were drunk, so you can just go ahead and keep on talking to the mic. Yeah, and I saw your note of Naked Angel, but she has to apply to the group. You know, I don't see her application right now. Of course, you can come back. We want everyone back.
Well, she better, god dang it. She's a good girl. She really is. Oh, my God, that did not sound right, did it? Oh, my God, it's like, you know, it was just popped in my head. It was like some kind of weird movie scene where she's a good girl, let's spank her kind of thing. Oh, my God.
This is important.
Yeah, it takes a fish
off. She's a girl, man.
She's got this from the Bible.
Thank you, guys. I love y'all.
I love you. Thanks for all your support always. You kick ass.
Are you ready to do your piece, Zeph, or should we move on to the next poet for now?
Whomever. I mean, whomever. I don't mind. Okay, I'm shutting up.
All right, let's hear. We always can going to use you for readings. You're an awesome reader.
Ooh, okay.
Rather amusing. I thought I'd mention it. You know, sometimes we have a lot of people, sometimes we don't, whatever. You know, I've been kicked out, kicked in, everything else. But this is the truth, so and you can see it in our thing. But our ratings have tripled. I don't know why, but maybe they like the controversy. I'm not sure, but it's pretty amusing.
What the fuck, man? Oh, we got to just cuss again. Oh, what the heck, man? They just love La Cosa Nostra. I mean, my God, come on. We've been on the air for a long time. Come on now. We got to own this shit, you know? Oh, my God, trust again. Send her again. I am so sorry. Am I online?
Yeah, the controversy of
the ratings have gone way up
over the years. Popularity.
I don't know why that is, but, hey, I'm not knocking it.
Yeah, La Cosa Nostra is badass. Just to say, I'm just telling you, I mean, La Cosa Nostra is badass. I mean, my God.
We're not
you guys
quitters.
Saved me. It's a pretty bad time. No. Well, who cares if we are anyways? That's beside the point.
warriors.
I got you and I get you. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Anyways, you're not going to push around. That's for
what
sure.
Are we
you
doing?
Know, we're warriors and we stand together, whether you like us or not. And you're not going to stop.
Yes,
us,
ma'am.
So. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
So, go fuck yourself. Okay, anyway.
You and the midnight.
Yes. Okay, what are we doing? Dead air, dead air.
You're up, my friend.
I'm going to have you do your piece, Zappa, if you can put your link
there.
On the board. Yeah.
Oh, dear Lord.
Let me say it.
Did I? I think I like... oh, my God, Rez. Thank you. Thank you for that. I just... Oh, the Bumblebee dance. Oh, that's a banana dance. Oh, it's a banana dance. Oh, my God. You can't hide from banana dance. I love that.
Yeah,
how did you do that? Oh, that's a meme, isn't it? Okay. What am I doing?
I'll show you later.
Ah, shit. I put it on me. Hold on a second. Maybe I'm going to look this way. I'm sorry. I've been on
you're
the
lucky
cab
one.
And stuff today.
I can't just show up all drunk and shit face for the show. I'd be fired.
I got it. I shot it up to you.
Yeah.
Raz, fuck you, man. I love you, brother. I love you.
I'm fucked.
Oh, man. Okay. Seriousness.
You got this? Are you going to do your piece?
I shot it up on the major or on the La Cosa Nostra board. Do you guys get it?
Yeah, let me look. All right, there. But it's okay. Yeah.
But it's
okay.
We reminisce a dream, forgetting impossibilities, wanting to waiting. I don't know about you, but I do. Many times. Talk all day long. How my puss might hurt. But not the now. It was hot today. Not blistering, but close. I saw it in you. South France and sweat, salt, sweet. I think of you probably every dear breath to breathe. The girl I wasn't writing was about a person, but everything in the moment. Any poem?
Right, and as usual, your use of language is explicitly your own. It's one that I don't find in that many other types of poets. It's just like you, and how you do it is so honest and straightforward. I think I appreciate that the most of all the poetry I've read by you, Zappa, and this is another stunning example of what you can take from ordinary life and make it seem like a stream of consciousness piece, which simultaneously is prose. Thank you very much, sir. And Boo, would you like to comment on this by Zappa?
I don't know, something weird is going on, because before I could see, and now I can't see. Something is trippy. I'm trying to get back over there. Shit. I know it's short. I hate this. I hate when I can't see it, because my memory sucks. I'm trying to get back over there. Hey, Zappa, if Raz gave you my phone number, would you be able to send me the text on the poems? Or...
Yeah,
I know that's
sure.
Yes. I know that's
yeah, 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 that's okay. I usually don't give my phone number out, you guys. Okay, I've got a permanent phone number. Yeah, sure.
Oh,
boop, boop. I'll do it, I promise. No, it's
okay,
cool, it's cool, man.
Okay. I was just in there, but I don't know. Maybe I'm putting the wrong thing in there. I'm not sure, but I was just in there. I saw you. I'm the one with the banana on the board. So, that's weird.
I was looking at the meme that Brad sent. It was like it was a dancing banana. I was like, man, that is so fucking cool. It was really cool.
You know how you do that? You put,
Oh, God, I'm cussing again. I've got to stop that. How do I stop cussing?
Yeah, asterisk, and then, asterisk, what did I say? Oh, yeah, and then banana, the word banana in small writing, right? And then you put... another asterisk.
Boo-boo, no, no worries. It's just a poem. No worries, baby.
No, I want to see it. I want to give you, like, what you deserve and everything, you know? I want
it's
you to
all
send
right.
me. Or at least, wait, no, okay, let me see. Now I'm going to see if I can get in. Hold on a second. Okay, it might be possible now. I don't know what's going on over here. Okay, I see. Okay, I'm going to try to read it right now. I'm trying to get there. Oh, okay, I can get there. Okay, this is weird. All right, I see it now. Okay, now I'm good.
I sent them your phone number anyways, Boo. Now everyone else gets that. Don't get Boo's number. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay for Ocosa Nostra. You can have my number. It's okay. Y'all are family.
This is really good. This is obviously about
love. I feel
loss.
The same way as
that,
but if you call my house past 12, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to contact the police.
So if you say here you're not talking about a person, right? You're talking about everything in the moment.
Yes.
That's a really cool, concept. I can't talk. I can talk all day long. Might hurt, but for now, I was hot today. This is kind of abstract, right? Not France, salt, sweet. I think you're probably dear breath, the girl. I think you got what you were looking for, though, right? I love the quote by your name, too. If we in this world feels like...
No, boo-boo. It just swills, basically.
It's
I
like
mean, this goes way back. I was... Go ahead, babe. I'm sorry.
Was it just did you put on a page, you mean? Or you were kind of buzzed when you wrote this?
No. I don't know. It's so weird, you know? I was in between... I'm writing a song right now, and it's, like, really confusing me and everything. And then fucking Death Cab for Cutie pops up in my fucking head. Oh, I'm cussing again. Oh, my gosh, Sean, stop it. Please, you guys, forgive me. Oh, my God. Pardon me. Anyways, Death Cab for Cutie pops in my head, and I'm thinking, my God. And the video just pissed me off because the video doesn't do what the song really did for what Death Cab for Cutie did for it and everything. And I'm just thinking to myself, and we reminisce in a dream, forgetting impossibilities, wanting to waiting. It's like, I don't know, sometimes I wonder.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever seen, like, when a farmer pulls into a farm and they honk their horn and the cattle come running?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I do. I do.
Shut up, you guys. I am so sorry.
You don't got to shut up. I totally get it. I totally get it. No, I feel you.
No, 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 no. The videos sometimes don't work at all. Modest Mouse released the video for You Are the Places of the People We Know. And that
oh, my fucking God. You just said Modest Mouse. You rock,
yeah, that's
man.
He said that, and you got it, see? That's the trippy part. Yeah, you know, your poetry is like, nobody else can do what you do because it's just you and your thoughts sometimes are out there and they're strange, but that makes it you, that makes it cool. I love your personality. I think it's awesome. You should never, like, doubt your personality because, you're, like, unique. And people probably tell you, you know, you're out there, you're whatever, but I hear the same thing all the time, too. So I think it's cool. I like the, you know. And, you know, you're a genuine person. People who say that don't want to take the time to get to know how wonderful a person you are, in my opinion. So, and it shows in your writing.
I love
and I'm
you
glad
guys.
that you found somebody who actually understands you.
You're my sister, man. You guys are awesome. You really are. You really are awesome.
Thank you. You are, too. You're a keeper.
Oh, and by the way, fuck all of you. I love you guys. I really do.
Every day or daily. Yeah. They just do it. So, okay, I got that. I'm waiting for Pee-wee. He's going to come. And then I got his ready. So I'm doing the other two. So
yeah,
let's move on.
Like
a female I could read?
Yeah. Are you going to read? You want to do your piece right now?
No, you got a female I could read real quick?
Oh, you don't have access to the board? Do you have access to the board, boo?
I do now for some reason.
It's
so weird. It depends where I go.
Let me see what we have here on females. No, there's none on the list.
Okay.
But if you want to do one of the male rights, could you read Dennis Allen's City Nights, please, ma'am?
Sure. Oh, I see Pee-wee there.
Piece that we did not have a chance to do even last year. So we have to get this out there. Dennis Allen,
okay.
City Night, could you read that piece, please?
Sure. Okay, Dennis Allen. Okay. City Night. Yellow sodium lamps glare, glistening on asphalt, wet cold splashing, diffraction colors like a sheen's floating macabre art, and rainwater humes to the sewer. Oh, that's descriptive. Century cement-bound bricks lined in straight chunks craft apartments whose stairwells hold tattered carpet runners and bank cooking spice smell. Sidewalks move people along daily, but nightly recover their morning crowds, societal indifference to humanity. Frigid hard, the wind whistles and gusts between buildings down curved streets, around hydrants standing like silent metal people. Rows of cars hugging the sidewalk, gleaming the same black 2 a.m. bleak, unmoving train lacking locomotives, wait silently. All night, dinner solitary stood sitters counter impressions that they are here for food, each bubbled in private need to escape emptiness. Wow. And it says, I am poem, so what do you expect at this hour? He's talking about Chicago.
Yeah, would you like to comment on that?
I like the description in the first stanza. I mean, the whole thing is good. Yellow sodium lamps glistening on asphalt, diffraction colors. Like, yeah, he's just looking down at the world. Oh, I guess it's supposed to be Chicago. And just people moving, I think, in normal daily life, societal indifference. It's just sort of humdrum. Maybe he's taking a look at the world and you know, the world, we try to make it more complicated than it really is, that it's actually pretty simple. If we just maybe look deeper, that's kind of what I get from it. But then he's talking about they're here for food. So each bubbled in private need to escape emptiness. How many people are lonely or eating alone? But I'm not sure what that has to do with the poem, to be honest. But it is very unique. Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah, I would agree with you on one of the most crucial elements that stand out on this piece is the food and how there's the building of cities in order to maintain gathering structures. This comes back to tribal-like societies until you have the modern civilized world. And its references you can find also in Cicero and Euripides as to, you know, what's essential here are these feasts or these meals in order to keep on building into stronger or different forms of social structures. Thank you very much, Boo. And Zappo, do you think of Dennis Allen's Thidianites?
Survival mode. Have you ever seen anybody in survival mode? It's a scary thing, it really is. You know, the food thing? I deal with that on a daily basis. I'm not hurting for food, but I mean, I work in a business, you know, where we frigid hard, the wind whistles and gusts between buildings down. Curved streets around hydrants standing like silent middle people. That so reminds me of, like, Chicago over on Damon Boulevard, you know, just right off the, oh, my God, right into the, oh, my God. I know it well. Beautiful poem. Beautiful poem. I love it. I really do love it.
Right.
Thank you for writing
that. No, but it's true. Like, you know, as you're seeing, it's also survivalism. This is one need that has to be knocked down in order to continue to survive or to find a higher form of society. Yes, the food. Glad you can enjoy that, Zappa.
I want to say hello to Marius on the board, too.
Hello, Marius.
Marius. Hey, brother, how you doing? Speak up. Don't mumble.
That's rock.
Go to Pee-wee.
And,
thank you so much, Pee-wee.
So, Zappa, are you in the mood to rap tonight? I have Dante16's new piece ready to go off the top of the folder. Would you be able
sure.
to do that for us, sir?
Dante16? Yes, sir.
All right. And, there it is, the link. Snooze.
Hey, pardon me. I'm not on my tab. I'm actually on my phone right now. Okay, gotcha. Snooze. I like that. Snooze. Of Eve ever. Day I hit the clock on snooze. The automatic pilot knob is on the loose. But good mornings are flying around as if I'm a fucking moose. So let's just start off by saying this from the ground of my heart. Fuck your head and the death meet it upon, rode it upon, in upon. Last time I was in the mood, I shot myself in the leg and still I don't give a fucking peg. Let me catch a break. Lay my head in a meadow by a lake. Of a simple hello hang me from a giant. Barely I bring myself. The voice that is seen is inside its soul. By the shining of a halo. Does I say so because I laid out on a day so when crypto took to new heights for Bezos, motherfucker, it's like the Elon of the pesos, basically to the base flow. Frame the next line and pull my pen out, let me send from deep. Within a while, I'm seeking straight my path. My demon on his way up to the top, as if to the last, to the stop. If that's just one thought of my morning cycle, I'm not even at the pinnacle. Dip deeper past a pack, a punch, leave the bunch behind and grab a nice crunch while I plunge deeper beyond the stage. To be truthful, this wage was just a waste to see what it will taste. Copy and paste, reread and rephrase. Dante, you are a disgrace. No, Dante, it's not a way. but she ain't got nothing to say and nothing to spray. Everything he says is the same about the same day. He doesn't even let his words play. Shut your jealous ass up. Before it's two of you in a room with just one cup, please poke the shit with two sticks inside the pitch while it's hit or miss. There is two peas in a tripod catching the yellow river flood and then play the noise and Moses blows. Wait, hold up. It's just all my sleepy, not in the mood for mornings mind can think about. Well, maybe tomorrow is another morning. Let's see then. End poem. Hey, good job.
Yeah, that's definitely one unhappy customer at McDonald's. But what do you feel about this, Zappa?
I think it's pretty good slam, man. It's pretty good slam. I love fucking Parmalee. Please pardon me, I'm drinking a little bit. Yeah, it's really, really good. But, you know, one of my favorite lines on this is right there. Motherfucker is like the Elon of the pesos, basically to the base flow. Frame the next line in, though. Pull my pen out. Let me send from deep within while I'm sinking straight past my demon on his way on the top as it's to taste. I know it says too late to stop, but I just think to taste. I mean, my God, I can taste that emotion. It's good shit. It's good stuff.
Yeah, he showed all levels of emotions. There's plenty of society isn't really doing what it should be doing. And I'm pissed, but I like that attitude coming from Dante 16. What about you, Boo?
You're keeping your eye on the studio, right? Just wondering, making sure.
Yeah. I'm juggling from the site to the studio.
Okay, just checking. This is, like, what I would expect from Dante, because it's, like, hardcore, it's in your face. It's pretty much how he rolls. He goes through, periods of anger, and then he was, you know, lovey, and then he goes to anger again. And I mean, I think that's the way he expresses himself, because he's got every emotion here. I feel the frustration, I feel the anxiety, the angst, the all of it. Like, he's just gonna explode, like he wants to just kill someone. And I've been here too, so I know how he's feeling. And I always just want to, I don't know, maybe hug him or tell him, you know, he's going to be okay. I'm not sure exactly what, if he'd even but take it, but I had to read this one again. I love your read, too. You're so theatrical. Zappa, it's just so good. When Cryptic took a new height for Bezos, talking about kisses, motherfucker was like the Elden, I think it's the priest, the bass flow. Like, this is really unique and artistic, I think. Wait, hold up. Is that all my sleepy and not in the mood to do mornings and think about? Maybe this is all just to dream, but then the bottom says, there you are, a nice little piece from a not, what does it say, from a non-morning, something it says, I can't read it, I need my glasses, but yeah, interesting piece. Thank you, Dante. we have to do Pete next, okay? I mean, Pee-wee?
I don't know if Pee Wee called on the phone. I'm not seeing it on the studio. Why?
He's on the board, so we can do him. I'm ready.
Yeah, you have that audio ready to go for Pee Wee?
Yeah. Yep. Believe it or not. Oh, I put it in. I just got to put it over here.
Whenever you want to press play. Hit it again, Sam.
Yeah, I will. I lied. I have to upload it still. But it's only going to take me a minute. I thought I already did it, but I think the way he's
on
the
board.
I can't remember. Like, you know when you do something, this week or last week, or is it the same week or what? I'm just like, Jesus. Okay, I got a sweet, it's called Sweet Eternity, right? Okay, that's good. So,
yeah.
Let me see. I'm going to put it under... I want to put it to the top, but I'm at a zero, so I put Peter. I don't know why I keep calling him Peter instead of Peter.
Peter's going to do with that dying view.
Dear Lord,
gonna,
man. Oh, my God.
That
I know his name's Pee Wee. I'm tripping. Okay.
No.
Okay, so here we go, Rex.
Okay.
I'm surprised we're not out of room yet. Actually, we've got so much stuff in here. Okay, so it's coming through. Sorry, Pee Wee. I'm really making it.
I love you.
You're not even trying at all, are you, Bruce? No.
Yeah,
we
like,
got this. We got
woman?
This.
Okay. I say Phil the Poet to do his last because this is always difficult because it's YouTube. For some reason, YouTube's a dick. Okay, here we go. So, Pee Wee, here we go. Here we go.
Fear in your heart, ever lost to sadness, devoured by great beasts. I felt the wind on tongues of madness, my emotions they still feast. You do well to suppress emotions, as much as you possibly may. These emotions of rage and raging ocean, a direct quotient of pain. There, I cannot help but want to help you, as tides of the waves carry me. Nowhere safe and warm that we may go to. The demons pull me out to sea, to feel the deepest, darkest depths in mine, to live through all your worst. Anger and fear and hatred and pain I find, rarely a blessing, always cursed. Broken, miserable, poor, wearing some type of lightning rod for pain. These memories have taken refuge, thrown there maddening to my brain. Circumspect demons flouting and circumventing, circumnavigate a path of demise. Minds for many, viewers as myself, presenting this gift so pretentious otherwise. Giving of yourself to me and I, you shows I'm feeling you more than you. And I'm giving of myself to you, one knows I'm trapped. Nothing left I can do. Your front row empathic seat to sweet eternity with a dying view. So indeed our future is bleak as we sway the decaying beat.
Right. Shut up, that dog in the cupboard. This one, I know it had an effect. I felt like I was in a surrealistic nightmare here, being described in more than one way how life is so essential, and yet it's just slipping away in the words of this poet. So it left me in a state of near shock and horror. At the same time, I felt somehow surprised that I liked those emotions going through me. So maybe it's just me having a form of inadequacy when it comes to any kind of pleasure or dopamine drives. But thank you very much, Pee Wee. Zappa, what did you receive from this piece?
First of all, Tejas. Sounds very Texas. I don't know why, but it's just Texas just rings in this. The one line, dear Lord, man. I'm feeling you more than you. And I'm giving myself to you one more. It's pretty powerful, man. Kudos. I bow down. Pretty good.
That was awesome, really. Yeah. It provokes the viewer and the audience member in more than one way. It stands out as a work of art, the very sound recording of this sunset or exit way, an eternal situation with Boo. What about you, Boo?
You know what? My God, this thing is messing with me so bad because I it just seems to be going back and forth. I can see, I can't. I can see it, I can't. I don't know what's the deal, but it's really weird. I could only hear it, and it was a little bit crack, so I'm going to have him send me the poem so I can read it because I want to give him comments. I don't want to bullshit him. it's really, like, it's really annoying me. How can I do the show if I can't see the phones, you know? It's like, why do you gotta be such a dick? For real. So, but, yeah, I can't see it.
Is AP still fucking with you? I mean, can he get on?
I was only on there for 2 days. I didn't even write anything. And he banned me again. For 555 days. For doing nothing. You know, because two little bitches were saying a bunch of stuff like, why are you letting her back? Why da 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 da? When these two little fuckers are guilty themselves, not only that, but, you know, were worked with me before so much. You know, backstabbers, you know. And they're both dudes. So,
pushing and whining. Her girlfriend beating her own self in the head, screaming, you did this to me!
He had to put me on there, like, embarrass me. You know? He let Raz back, actually.
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous. Totally. He's had it out for me from day one, and I don't know what that whole, like, whole conspiracy crap they got going on, but anyway, he can't mess with the show, so that's the good news. Plus, we've got other ways we can meet. This is what I wanted to do. I want to get a list of everybody's phone number and email, you know, like...
We have to get everybody's
phone number and email, like a big list.
Kind of file.
Meet up, you know, like
I don't know what to do with that. I don't know other than just... I usually just keep my mouth shut and, you know, like, be attentive.
Yeah.
Mouth shut. Be attentive.
You know what I mean? Don't trust too many people. Don't tell too many people, you know, things, you know. And God forbid, you know, you're better than anyone else. So whatever the case may be, you know, like getting thrown out of it. But, I mean, I didn't even do anything. That's the real kicker. But somebody was complaining. Somebody who's always causing trouble, who's always in the middle of causing trouble, and who always has a lot to say.
They're puss hurts. Exactly.
People I help, you know, and we're always, you know, I didn't want to let this particular person even in the group, period. Somehow he just got through twice. And me and JCA threw him out a long time ago. But, you know, he's back doing whatever it is he does, causing people drama, pretending he's innocent when he knows damn well he isn't. And you know who you are. So, anywho, on that note, I'm so sorry, Pee-wee, but if you send me your poem over there in Clubhouse, or I'll read it and I'll give you a comment. I like the creepiness of it, unless I can, of course, find a way to get back in. I was fine. I don't know what happened.
I totally love that.
Was I imagining that myself?
That's actually pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Go
ahead. What's pretty cool?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
What's pretty cool, Zappa? Oh, I thought you were saying, oh, there's Dennis on this one. The thing is, he's online right now as we speak, so do the math. Pee-wee said that's okay. Okay, that's good. Pee-wee's, you know, he's loving it. You should come over, too, on Clubhouse to check it out, too, Zap. Everybody should, because that's why I want to get everybody's name and, like, email, you know, so if we have to meet up somewhere else, we can still continue to do the show. I have a Discord channel for us, and I also have a website created for us, too, so... We could meet there. We don't need to entertain him or give him any of our business if we don't want to. Fuck him, you know?
Right. As long as it's not 1984. Big Brother is not watching us. We're watching.
Yeah, no, it's totally. And Discord is really cool because Discord, like, I do this sometimes with Rack and Adam. Like, we've been watching TV shows together. Like, we'll start from season one, and then we'll watch the whole thing. Or watch a movie because you can actually watch a movie and listen to music with other people in the room. So share, you're like all together, I mean, the best way you can be, you know, and other than like a Zoom meeting, so that's pretty cool. And I mean, and you can create your own servers and all that, so nobody can mess with you, because, you know, I'm not giving him a dollar of my money ever again, hell no. As a matter of fact,
exactly.
He gave me $32 for the two gold memberships that
$32?
$32 for gold memberships that I bought that he didn't give me a refund for. He is a bitch, I agree. And yeah, and, you know, people follow him, and they do whatever he wants them to do, and I'm not going to, and I never have. So, you know, but I'm surprised he just wants to get rid of us. But that's not going to happen. I mean, I'm not going to go down without a fight. Like, what? You know, here's my thing. We like hanging out together. We're friends. Why can't you just let that be? Well, we're not bothering you. We're not hurting you, you know? So what's the big deal?
It's
you know
a Jim Morrison song, man. It's just the Jim Morrison song. People are strange. Sometimes
people are
just strange. It's really
scary.
Like we're
hurting you, and
I've been all
you know
over the world. All over the world. I have been in some weird fucking, pardon me, freaking places. And, oh, my God.
People,
yeah, you can tell us a bit
when
more about
you're
that.
You're strange. Yeah,
why
man.
People are strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone.
That's it.
You know, two particular people have their panties in a bunch over shit that they don't know shit about or aren't even friends, really friends with me in the first place. But these two people I actually helped out, was very civil, went out of my way a few times to extend friendship, you know? And then they do stuff like, you know, like this, you know. Oh, wait a little bit. Wah, crying. Don't worry about it. Mind your business.
Gambling,
like,
Tanny.
Yeah.
Tanny.
Anyway,
yeah.
Little bitches going to be little bitches. So, anywho, moving on. So, I'm going to see what I can do to get, so I can see it again. Otherwise, I have to listen real intently, so I got my headphones in now.
Well, do you have the board, or don't you have the board? I'm going to do Lawrence's pieces next.
Okay, you do Lawrence and then I'm going to get Marius's and Phil if I can. I have their links already. So, okay, yeah, go ahead.
All right. Here's the poem by Lawrence67, Billy and Poncho. The Adventures of Nigel the Fat Cat and his homie Alfie, introducing Billy and Poncho, the nephews. Nigel, hey, you guys, leave Princess alone. Ralph Alfie. Ralph, grr, whimper. Nigel, hey, what the hell? Now, untie the dog, go ahead, take that tape off his mouth. How is he supposed to breathe in terms of that bonfire? But I told you guys once, I told you 100 times, you can't be playing cannibal with the dog. Now, untie him off that stick. Nephews, Uncle Nigel, do we ever have any fun? Nigel, yes, you have to, but if you're good little kitties, Uncle Alfie will tell you a bedtime story. Nephews, yeah, tell us a scary one of Alfie. Alfie, alrighty then, the wicked witch was about to pounce in. Nephew, what happened, Uncle Alfie? Billy, did you hear that? And peace. All right. Yeah, and it was your usual Lawrence 67 charming telescripting on where to go with all this new wave radio serial pod. What about you, Boo? What do you say to this?
Well, I would say that it's typical Lawrence, kind of crazy, kind of out there. I love, he should write a book with all of his fat cat stories of Alfie, and you're the perfect voice for it. And, yeah, I like what he told me that he writes it exactly directly for you. It's just funny, and I want some of what he's smoking.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds like some bomb tobacco, but as far as I've gone, that's illicit or over the level, maybe Delta 8, Delta 9. I don't know. You know, those gummies by
Delta 10.
Teach and Chong.
I got some pretty good weed.
Want
to smoke some? Come on over.
Yeah, even on Twitter. Get the Teach and Chong gummy. Did you get back from the door? Zappa, are you here?
I'm actually, somebody was knocking on my door a second ago, but I'm not going to answer my door. I normally don't. I mean, management here knows me and everything, too. I usually won't answer my door. People freak me out, but yeah, man, I really like this. Oh my god, I'm
bongos.
I bow down. It's a good poem. It's a good poem.
Don't you want to know what he's smoking? I do.
Pardon me, marijuana.
All the state of mind. It's not what kind of tobacco, but what you do. Inhaling and respiring your breath.
Okay. So I was going to, I was going to read Pete's poem really quick. I think I might be able to read it now. Let's see what happens. It's so weird. I can get on the board, but I can't. This is tripping me out. I gotta figure this out. Then I go to read his poem, and I can't do it. Maybe I have to go to his name. No.
Who?
Totally. Well, he texted it to me anyway, so I'm gonna read it. Except my phone is dead. But as soon as it gets started, I'm gonna
read. I saw Pee-wee's poem. Yeah.
My phone's charging. I'm gonna give him. Send it to this number, Pee-wee. Easier. I don't care if anybody hears it. It's just an app. So 856-2125.
I don't know if that's going to be edited afterwards. They're that
I
kind
don't
of
care.
Semi-processors. Yeah.
Okay, so I think there's 3 SoundClouds, right? Let's see if I can get to this.
We're missing Wayne. Or wait, was it no Marius and Phil the Poets SoundCloud?
Marius on the board?
Yeah, Marius said hi.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna do his right now. So maybe if you got somebody else, and then I'll do. I'm just gonna see if I can.
Yeah. Well,
I should be able to.
I guess before then, we could have anonymously read. By Zappa, are you ready to read again, sir, please?
Okay, and then I'll read it. Read Pee Wee.
Zappa?
Where's Zappa?
What are you doing to me?
So
can
you read a poem for us?
Yes, sir.
My
yes, arms, sir.
You
yes,
know?
Sir.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right. So it's there, the link on the
I'm
board.
Sure for laughing.
The struggle, the ever-present fact. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
is it the, okay, yeah, I got it. Oh, Raz, by the way, man, I really love you guys. I really do. I mean, you're so familiar to me. It's just, I can't even.
Here we go again. Yeah.
You support us so much.
Okay.
I really love you guys, so fuck you.
Exactly. Fuck you too, man. Exactly.
Right.
Looking awesome.
Right on.
E1, anonymously known. I'm going to have to follow this dude. I like this.
Next, I'll read Wayne. I can see it. Okay, I'm shut out.
Cooper, I love you. Sis, I love you. .292 words. Point. Dot. The infinite struggle in the ever-present fact. The SoundCloud.com thing, right? Okay, here's a link. Okay. I believe that I can offer as much as I can unconditionally. I'm growing apart from everything that serves to serve merely me. I am not an island. I need others. We all need. We all do. I know now that I truly believe. I have struggled with the facts, yes. It's a wealth of our Creator's grace. Embracing you, embracing me, embracing everything. Hello, everyone. I'm just passing. True. Don't get up, please. Forget the thought of me. A thought occurs to me. LOL. Hey, have you ever been able to enough to not include yourself in everything that builds up a balanced character, all instead of any imbalanced aggression towards this life? Oh my God, man. All resulting. Question mark. I live merely to live, period. Yes, I dance no more than I can sing of this feeling that applies our Creator's love, generous mercy, and just as much patience and tolerance and forgiveness as our mighty and infinite Creator forgives us for any transgression, as long as we leave plenty of room to learn and grow. All added to every aspect of this life is very special something or someone's else's life. I'll include it with it. Our very own. generous freedom, yes, freedom for everyone and plenty of our Creator's mercy all spread around for the tender maturation of everything. I am the shame. Oh, yes. That's either way, ways. This bitter bird and this birdcage down into rushing water or my gaining blessing or relative peace to my foe as well as to my friend. For the fucking sake of all that is good today, I must say that I still must apply my every personal best to this effort. But this is all that I desire still to live in general.
That's it? That's the end of the piece? Zappa?
Oh, I'm sorry, I said in poem. I was just a reading.
Live in general harmony, sake of today, effort, time, desire, still, relative peace, Creator's mercy, generous freedom, someone else's life, generous mercy, Creator's forgiveness. Yeah, all this is very spiritual, and with that infinite struggle comes, of course, understanding how to forgive. A Christian message from Anonymous, which is generally true of all his work. Thank you, sir. And what did you receive back of all this talk about God? Although that's usually not a forte to play on the radio, why not bend the rule? What do you think, Zappa?
If I told you, I'd probably be blasphemed and tattooed onto a fucking cross or something. God can suck my dick, but that's beside the point. This is a really good poem. Really, really, it is a good poem. I like that one stanza, all added to every aspect of this life, of another special something or. You know, that one series of lines. Oh, my God. You know, we fight with this every day in our lives, you guys. Guys and gals, we think, and we live this in our lives every day. I honestly believe, you know, somebody asked me one time, who are you, Sean? And I said to myself, I'm nothing, but I want to try to be the best human being I can be. I feel this in this. I feel the person really, 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 really hunting for their, no, not hunting for their soul, just trying to be the best human being they can be. And honestly, this is really good. Really good.
Yeah, let's see. Very honest of you, Zappa. What about you, Boo? Are you still there? Boo? I don't know. I'm not hearing a word back from her. I guess she dropped for the time being. If she's going to call back, what then? Wait, there she is again on the line. Boo, did you catch any of this by Anonymous? Are you there?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I didn't. I don't know what happened. It went out and started going beep, 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 and then hung up.
Yeah, technical difficulties. There's all kinds of
I don't know what's over here, but something's funky.
This is going on.
I'm
cursed. Going on my end too. I'm on unlimited data, and I've been going through some killer weird shit. I mean, it's just
me.
Weird.
Okay, good to know. You know what's
quantum technology?
Yeah, it's weird.
And are you working on the SoundCloud's Marius, for the poet?
Yeah. I'm trying, yep. Now, I saved the links, but now I can't find where I put them. I'm going to have to start over again. I had them here. Might have to carry them over. Shit, I hate to do that. Okay, let me see if I can get... Unless, do you have anything else you could read? I don't know. I have to...
Yeah, I'll read my piece. We have Wayne, and if you're going to do yours, and then I guess we'll just cut the short early tonight.
I'm going to try to get them on here. They deserve to be on here. I'm just going to try to see if I can do it. It keeps letting me
all
in
right.
And out. Then I'll do that. Then, you know. Yeah,
there's only
really
so
weird.
Much material, though, that we have in the folder.
It's almost out.
I know.
So here's my piece a moment ago. And this was first released August of 2022, a moment ago. Bitter agony, radish, curated rashes, the poison ivy rub, microbiotic, cellular, non-cognitive, living throb heart. Harm not lest they'll be harmed, the weaker dog girl professed. I can only cry drunk or extremely depressed about it. A moment ago, Henry, it was 1930s, and I'll dressed up for the night of the town. Mother May is buttoning Patterson stuff there. Anyone with a heart is a selfish and gifted, kicking at the stuffed animals and throwing them all over the place. Lady Symphony plays a fine instrumental, if you remember to condemn the vitriol. Her favorite wedding ring teleports to the jewelry box studded. Time displacement, object replacement. Abbott's French bridge soaking the underpass torrent. Languid piano keys are syrupy, caramel florid. I can't prove I've ever been married or have a wife. A marble slab statue indicates every reason why. Divorce papers are signed by the Geneva Treaty. I have not ever been the same. Came back to the room after closing the door and you had disturbing and magically disappeared. Was it the silver key was here? The golden thread is worn through bare. In all possible futures, this was never meant to happen. There must have been the time we had been alone, me and you. No, the darkness surrounding obscures the rectitude. What could have been was never meant to be. Melancholy might pretend to gently smile one season. There must have been dying in the womb 2 months to be born. In all possible present, life is theoretically impossible. And peace.
Man, I really wish I could see that one. Can you send me that? Because I really want to read that one. If you can. Zappa, okay, what did you think? I heard piano keys in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't, since I can't see it, it's hard for me to, did that
believe? Yeah, fuck you, man. Fuck you. Cooper, I love you so much. You want to say fuck you, it's actually a good thing.
My memory's so bad, I can't remember shit.
Oh my God, the divorce decree. You know, this reminds me so much of my divorce decree. I divorced my wife, right? I knew before ahead of time, I was like, it'll lose, like, a lot of shit, you know, but that was beside the point. That was beside the point. It was like, I mean, for my kids' sake, you know, my beautiful
yeah.
children, which are, by the way, grown. They are grown. But, oh, my God. That one word, I can only cry drunk or extremely depressed about it.
Oh, right. I was looking for, like, the honest.
So true, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Good
yeah,
phone, good phone.
I know I failed because I was lying anyways, the entire piece, but I don't know. What do you believe about it?
We're lying? Oh. So it's all made up. Well, that makes it even more interesting. If I could see the words and have them left someone of her memory, I'd be much better off to tell you. You can't send it to me real quick?
Do what?
This is weird, man. I'm
what?
Just tripping. You can't send it to
know.
Me real quick? I can't see shit.
No. Oh, this
now,
is pain, man. Just pain.
This is horrible. This is horrible because before a couple minutes ago I could see. Now I can't. Like, I don't know what the hell is going on over here. But,
yeah. You have that generally right. It does have pain piece, yeah.
Thank God. Anything to make it difficult for me. You know, but I do have Wayne's poem. Or I did. Maybe I don't know.
Actually, no, this is a storyline. This is about someone who was told that they had a previous lifetime, and they keep running into a struggle in which they find themselves alone, and there's no proof that they had ever been alive. So they come to that conclusion that everything then in turn must be impossible if they would believe that there's that possibility they were ever reborn.
Hey, could you send, you know my other phone number, the 8181, could you send me Marius's link, or Zappa send me Marius's link, and then I can play it from
yeah.
over here? Send me your phone.
You know,
Thank you, Piano Keys.
I never felt alone.
Marius highlighted that on the board. And, right, his poem, are we going to get this done or what? Boo, Lord, change my suffering.
I can't get the link. I'm saying if somebody can send me the link, I can play it.
Okay.
I'm sending you the link right now.
I'm backing out. On standby.
It's still on WhatsApp. Yeah. App WhatsApp.
It's on WhatsApp?
I send you the
link. Okay, now I got to. Can you send it to the 818 number? It's easier.
The 818 number?
Yeah, the one, you have that one, right? I sent you messages on it today, 818. You got that one? That would be easy. I'll tell you the number, 818. I don't care if people know. 856-2125.
All right.
And that way,
let me get all this.
Hey, you guys.
Together.
We're not going to disappear, are we? I mean,
That's just a question of relativity and time. Who knows when?
Fighting so hard
right
to.
Probably not soon.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. That's why we know we're not going to be getting rid of us that easy. Okay, so I got Pete sent me. I wonder if Pete. Oh, he got me this too. Let's see. He got me Marius. Thank you, Pete. Pee Wee. He sent me Marius's. Oh, I got Marius's butt. Let's see if I can get the SoundCloud. Oh, there isn't a SoundCloud, right? Oh, I'm just going to read it. Oh, perfect. Okay, I'll read it then. Oh, I'm sorry, Marius. I thought you had a SoundCloud. Okay, Lord, change my suffering, I pray. Lord, change my suffering, I pray, into a sunrise high and grand. Through my tears, please make a way to soothe every withered hand. From unjust billows to scar and bruise, that scar and bruise make pleasant balm and sweet wine. From defeats make a new muse, from my valleys peaks divine. From the poison in my cup make love, scent rich and warm, for all the people to pick it up, to bring calm to any storm. For every wound make a new dream, and every fall a place to learn. From every desert a clear stream, for every loss a way to earn. Oh, that's cute. From the darkest nights, please, Lord, wake a light, a glorious morning. And from everything, make a reward, a crown to wear at your coming. And poem, oh, I like this one. This is like a, so prayer-like. And thank you, Pee Wee. Such a beautiful prayer. I love this. This is so good, don't you guys think? It's really, really, this should be spoken in church. It's just through his suffering he prays. There's so much hope in there. You know, he's going to make a way because he knows that the Lord is going to give him, show him the way. You know, and the scars that bruise, but he's still positive through it all. I mean, really beautiful, and I love the defeats that make a new muse from my valleys, peaks divine. I love the second stanza. So beautiful, elegant, ethereal. And then at the end, you got the morning, and he's awaiting his crowning. He knows he's coming, and then the music he put at the bottom is beautiful, too. Yeah, I love this. Otherworldly. This is divine, honestly. Beautiful job, Marius. Marius, I love it. I'm going to nominate
this. Yeah, about your previous order, I have this text, 1216-11611. Error invalid number, please resend using a valid 10-digit number, valid short code 0500-31F-03020, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, error invalid. I can't just get your number there on the app.
Do a whole other area code. Anybody can recommend this? Can you guys recommend this for fun trade? It's really good.
It's a really good phone. It really is.
But
yeah.
You have to release those demons, and then you're free, so they say. And I find that a crucial part of this piece. What about you, Zappa?
It makes me want to genuflect.
Oh, you're asking me.
Yes, sir.
Are you talking to me?
Pray.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you know, it's like when we write something and we want people to see it, but we don't. We don't want to know who we are, you know. In all possible futures, this was never meant to happen. I love that one line. that one line in this entire fucking poem, you know? Oh,
yeah.
My God, Raz. Raz, you're a good poet.
Yeah.
You're a good poet, man.
You don't
rock and roll.
For certain is science.
He is. And you know what is it? He believes that he's so spiritual and loving. And, you know, he's a good person all around. I agree. I was going to put send this, maybe if Pete's still around, if I could. Why are you calling him Pete? Why keep doing that? But Pee-wee, I got to get it. Let's see if he can put this one on the board for me. He sent me this. Oh, this is him. Okay, that's handy. Okay, so, and then I want to read it. I'm going to send him mine so we can put it on the board. I love this, Marius. If you guys could, either one of you guys could nominate it, I think it's well-deserving of the front page. That's mine. I sent Pete's. Now, while I'm waiting for this, I'll read mine, and then last I'm going to read Pete's, Pee-wee's, because I think that he
deserves
it. All
right, we're down to, like, two rights through, and then we have
got, and I want to read Pee-wee's, so he's going to put mine on the board right now.
Right.
Let me know if you...
Wayne, Jen, or Phil, down, or yours, one way or the other. That's all that's left. Which one you want to hold on?
I gave Pee-wee mine. It's on the board. So let me know when you see it.
Are you going to hold on to Phil or Wayne or both or what?
Okay, I don't know yet. First, I'm going to do mine and then Pee-wee's, okay? Do you see it on the board? And then I'll probably hold the other two. You see it? Okay. Okay, so this
right.
is called
I'm looking
back.
At the board. Yeah.
You don't see it or you do?
I don't see anything on the board.
Well, maybe
there's
Pee-wee's.
A video with the poem, too, Boo, by Marius Alexandru, some post-comment on the board.
Yeah. Oh, maybe Pee-wee's not listening. Maybe he's not there. Okay, you can just listen to it. You guys will get the point. It's not that complicated. It's called Backstabbing.
Just do you and then play the outro song through the acknowledgments of the outro song?
Yeah. And I'll carry the next ones over so I can figure out what to do about not seeing it. Or I'm seeing it.
Sorry
okay, so
about
called,
that.
Backstabbing bitches, okay? In a world of shadows cast by deceit that resides a breed that feeds on our defeat, they cloak their intentions with sparkling grins, but their hearts harbor malice underneath their skin. Backstabbers they are, masters of the game, a twisted dance of manipulation and shame. With silver tongues they spin their web of lies, betraying trust as innocent hearts cry. Like wolves in sheep's clothing, they roam unseen, their actions concealed, their motives obscene. Their charm and flatter until they gain your trust, but behind your back their daggers they thrust. Oh, the pain of discovery, the bitter sting when you realize their true intentions and the truth they bring. Their wounds are inflicted deep and profound, leaving scars that forever will astound. But do not despair nor let the bitterness prevail, for backstabbers in the end are destined to fail. Their deceitful ways will catch up to them, and karma's embrace will finally condemn. So hold your head high and stand firm and strong, for the backstabber's game will not last long. In the face of betrayal, rise above, and let their deceit be a reminder of love. For this, in this world where darkness may reside, there's still compassion, trust, and grace to confide. And though backstabbers may attempt their game, their shadows shall crumble, for truth shall for truth will reclaim. End poem.
Yeah, well... You know, I can't think of any backstabbing lately, but I live with my mom and father, so there's no time for that part of society to get to me like it did others
you.
That I had known in high school. They felt
it's my middle name.
Yeah, you know,
you're
just
family,
some years
though.
Ago, I can't
you're
think
family.
Of my own personal experience, but I know it's an awful feeling, treachery. What about you, Zappa?
Hidden agenda. It's totally fucking hidden agenda, man. You know, it is what it is. We all, how can I explain this? I mean, we can see right or wrong all fucking day long. Just write ourselves, whatever, you know. But in the all and the eventually of the all, we all figure it out because, okay, let me just say God, okay? God will come down and basically tattoo us. I mean, it's just an agenda, man. It's hard to explain.
Can I tell my she's
kind of
tell me about it?
Coming from you,
I try to tell these people don't have it doesn't have anything
we
to do with
all have
you.
Tattoos from God, wow.
Yeah, but really, backstory, it doesn't have anything to do with you. Like, I was trying to explain this to my daughter before, and she says it's their problem, not really yours. But they want you to think that it's yours. You know what I mean?
Our babies.
Mean
boo-boo,
for no reason.
You know, our babies. I mean, we'll bow down in between everything, in of everything for our kids. And that is good. I get you. I really do on this. I get you on this. This is a hard one, man. You know what? I'm going to shut the fuck up. I was going to say...
No, you got to shut up. You're still right on the money. I agree with everything you're saying.
Oh, my God.
No. Just get it off your chest, Zappa. Whatever you feel about the piece, we like it like that, the recital.
Oh, nothing personal. I get you. You know, my daughter's going to be 28 September 18. It's just like, oh, my God, she's still my baby. She's still so fucking lost, you know?
So fucking lost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Family's forever.
I was telling my friend the other day, my God, she's really freaking sneaky. Like, not sneaky, but she's got a lot of game. Like, she's such a... They go, oh, she learned it from you. I'm like, oh, shit. Maybe you're right.
So true.
I'm like, damn, you're some touche on that one. You know, where'd she learn this shit?
Oh, shit.
If you guys don't mind, since he's helped me out so much and I think he deserves it and I didn't really hear it, I was going to read Pee-wee's because he's still listening, if that's okay. And I wanted to give him a comment because he's been helping us out so much, you know, really putting himself out there too. And I appreciate it.
Yeah,
even
we
on the other.
Appreciate everything Pee-wee's been doing for us lately.
Agreed.
All right.
So I'll read this one.
An encore performance by word of mouth then, for boys.
All right, so here we go, Pee-wee. Sweet eternity with a dying view, fearing your heart ever lost to sadness. Devoured by great beasts, I have felt the wind on wings of madness. My emotions, they still feast. You do well to surpass emotions much as you possibly may. These emotions are ever raging, ocean that's a direct quotient of pain. If there, I cannot help but want to help you as tides of waves carry me. Nowhere safe in dream that we may go to push the demons pull me out to sea. To feel the deepest, darkest depths in mind, to live through all your worst anger and fear, that hatred, the pain I find, rarely a blessing, always cursed. Broken, miserable, poor, and wearing some type of lightning rod for pain, these memories have taken refuge to thrum these maddening to my brain. Circumspect demons plotting and circumventing, circumnavigate a path of demise, minds fermenting, feelers, as they myself resenting, this gift so pretentious are the lies. Oh, I like that. Giving of yourself to me and I, it shows I'm feeling you more than you. And I'm giving of myself to you, one knows I'm trapped, nothing left I can do. Front row, empathetic seat, to sweet eternity with dying view. So indeed our future is bleak as we sway to decaying beats. And poem. Oh, this thing reminds me of somebody who's with somebody that knows it's going nowhere, that knows it's probably already knows that it's dead, yet he's still hanging on there with his dying view, you know, and he's lost in so much in the sadness that he's almost more comfortable in the sadness than he is the happiness. And that's really bad because I've been there before too. It's true. I'm more comfortable with the, you know, sadness and disappointment and pain. And I am happiness because it rarely comes in waves for me.
What was the sex good? The sex is really
good.
Yeah,
you're right. It's like another thing.
Really,
now what?
Oh? Oh, my God.
Kid, I cannot help but to want to help you. Like, he's still trying to save the drowning relationship. He still wants to help her. Maybe he thinks she's got something left in her. Broken, miserable, poor, and wearing. Like, yeah. And all the
God.
Alliteration, circumvent.
The drowning man.
Shit, how many times
do
we try to save the shit that we know is dead?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's willing to die slowly for this. He's willing to do it, it seems like. Really deep peace. You know? Shit, how many times have you thought to yourself, you know what, this person is perfect. If I could just tweak this one thing, I could just fix this one thing, they'd be perfect for me. But you can't, because if you can't create chemistry, it's there or it ain't.
Rebecca in Black.
Yeah, that's what I think. So I like
Revanescence.
And then it's just his voice when he read it on the recording was just so creepy. You know, I mean, I don't know if it's meant to be like that, but it's really cool.
Vinnie Nacrum.
Love, the highest high and the lowest low.
Villainicity, yeah.
Okay, you can tell your stuff, Raz.
All right, so here's my acknowledgments for tonight. I'd like to thank A-Mad the Scribbler, Dennis Allen, Lord67, Zappa, Dante16, Marius Alexandro, Pee Wee Kirshen, Miss Little Boo, and the National Foundation of Literature. Thank you all for coming to Public Poetry. And on that note, here's one of those anthems that stood out in the 90s. Good night, all.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Love you, Zappa. Thank you. Pee Wee. As
you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just dumb? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me. Yeah.
Everybody's trying to get in again.